145th Contact Monday, June 1st, 1981, 1:10 a.m. Billy, you're a little careless, Quetzal. From the parking lot up there, one can see that it is your ship down here at the edge of the forest. Especially the light is clearly visible. Quetzal, 1. Besides Ava, no one is there, and should some stranger approach, then I will find out early enough. Billy, of course, but you opened the sound-absorbing shield too early. I just heard the rather loud buzzing. Quetzal, 2. It didn't penetrate very far, but for what reason did you call me? 3. You did know, nevertheless, that I would come tonight. Billy, oh no, I thought that you had forgotten me because I was of the view that you were going to call me to yourself on last Monday. Quetzal, 4. You're mistaken. Billy, then it's fine. I thought that something had already happened in a negative sense again. Since our last meeting, I have gotten to know all kinds of things that were rather unpleasant, despite the joy I also had on the other hand. Quetzal, 5. You speak of Miriam and Anatole. Billy, exactly. So far, we only ever talked about that, so to speak, to the exclusion of the general public because these concerns shouldn't have become known at an earlier time. But now, this leads to the fact that the group members are not oriented over it. Quetzal, 6. This was deliberately kept in such a way, as you know. 7. But on the other hand, we haven't even completely enlightened you about everything because we didn't want to raise hopes in you that then might not come true. Billy, I know that now, too. Miriam has explained it to me. You were with some of your people in America with your group there. Together with them, you tried, through strong impulses, to win some Americans over to our cause, and you also tried for a long time to give Elsie suitable impulses, to which she should have complied, and she should have visited those influenced by you. Quetzal, 8. You have been properly informed about that. 9. But unfortunately, Elsie has hopelessly failed because like with her first trip to America, she let the country and the people overwhelm her, so she was incapable of receiving our impulses. 10. Her sense was, by and large, only aimed at enjoying a purely private vacation and allowing the foreign impressions of country and people to work uninhibitedly, uncontrollably, and without opposition in herself. 11. Like with her first trip, it led to the fact that she lived there in a completely unobjective manner and ignored her given task and did not fulfill it. 12. On the contrary, she destroyed a lot and made it impossible that she could give you an amount of $68,000, which various people were willing to hand over to her if she had fulfilled her mission faithfully to the instructions. 13. In her lust for power, individualism, stubbornness, self-glorification, obstinacy, and dogmatism, she even caused a dispute with significant persons, whereby she, as always, unreasonably and stubbornly blamed the defects of the other party and wanted herself to be without fault, as she has driven this to the extreme for a long time in an increased measure, compared with the group members. 14. She also functions extremely destructively in your group thereby, so it seems urgent that she be excluded from the internal group for the time being, as Miriam told you this on our behalf. Billy, that is a damn hard course, Quetzal. I think that there is still another way, namely that she will be warned one last time, in writing, because she is always inclined to dispute anything that was explained to her or that was otherwise discussed. She always goes so far with it that disputes arise from it because she always strictly remains stubborn in her denying assertions until a dispute arises. She is just as stubborn with this as with her not wanting to admit her own mistakes, which she always pushes into the shoes of others, with precision-like determination. Now the group itself, after the recent approach of Elsie in America, is united over the fact that first of all, a very last and written warning should be given to her. If she, nevertheless, doesn't follow this, then she should be excluded from the core group for 2 years, but with the stipulation that she still has to fulfill her core group obligations. If even this doesn't bring about the necessary change in her, only then would we exclude her completely from the core group. What do you think about this? Quetzal, 15. A good solution, and it corresponds more closely to the needs of your group than our proposal of an immediate exclusion. Billy, I think so, too, but now to Anatole and Miriam, and I would like to repeat some things, even for the better understanding of those who will later read our conversation. Anatole is a man who was used by a group of extraterrestrials as a contact person to pursue a very specific educational work on Earth. He stands, or rather stood, in contact with people of that group, who are under the leadership of a certain Ashtar Sheeran. These Ashtar Sheeran people previously worked together with the Giza intelligences and were, therefore, expelled by the Pleiadians from the planet Earth and were deported. For the exact data on this, one would have to go to our earlier contact reports. See, Block 1, 36th contact on Monday, October 20th, 1975, p. 460, and the following, and 38th contact on Thursday, November 13th, 1975, p. 488, and the following in Block 2, 44th contact on Monday, February 16th, 1976, p. 81, and the following. To find these, because I know that these things were discussed between you and me officially. Over the last decades, however, Ashtar Sheeran and his people have obviously changed to the positive and to the true truth in such a way that they were allowed to remain active on the Earth practically, in the reparation process or in the reparation mission, whereby the Pleiadians have made several of their own older ships available to them. Thus, people of the Ashtar Sheeran group already came to the Earth again a long time ago, recently searched for contact here, and worked or work for a certain truth mission, which consists, among other things, of confirming your existence in my mission. Miriam, however, a young girl who is not quite 17 years old, is one of those telepathic contact persons of you Pleiadians, about whom you have told me on occasion. The girl knows Anatole personally and is also extremely powerfully established in spiritual telepathy and in various other forces, which she should use for the purpose of our whole mission. In the next to last week of May, she called me, and I could ascertain her tremendous strength of spiritual telepathy. Then, through her, I also found out the closer relationships of her and your teamwork and the unpleasant facts about Elsie in America. But she also spoke of Anatole, who, according to her information, began his public educational work at about the same time when she made contact with me. Quetzal, 16. Your remarks are correct. Billy, good, but then, there's still the problem of the foreign mission reception. For my part, I think that this project is impossible because with people like Elsie, one cannot conduct such ventures. Also, we have people in our group for whom such work is in no way appropriate. We can't use such non-diligent people for such an undertaking, as well as not roughnecks and querulous ones. Just one such person in a project like this would let everything collapse within days or cost the assets of all. In addition, Miriam told me, when I reported these arguments to her, that this is correctly thought by me, but it means that 47 to 48% of our group members could lose much of their possessions and goods upon a failure. If this shouldn't be the case, then the entire disposition of all group members would still have to change very much and thoroughly for the better, followed by the planned and much needed and very thorough change for the better, after which, then, what is planned and necessary could be done and be created by all members. Only then could the once intended percentage be raised again or be increased, at least, to a large percentage of volume. Quetzal, 17. That is of correctness, and the individual group members should think about that thoroughly. 18. Regarding the negative machinations against you, especially the ones coming from the brothers H and K, we have already been striving for relief for weeks. 19. Besides, Miriam is also in our working organization, so you don't need to worry too much about these intrigues. 20. The dangers have already been flattened in this respect, but otherwise, a renewed threat has appeared. 21. According to our calculations, attacks on your life will threaten you again, so once again, you should exercise more caution. Billy, okay, I realize that. Only, have no fear. What I otherwise still wanted to say, it is now certain that the Americans want to make a great film about us and our mission. In addition, I can no longer volunteer after the recent conflicts of Elsie. I can't accept responsibility for the fact that various group members simply make dearim nice words and faces for the film and that this will be shown to millions of people in cinemas and on television, while after that, when many of these people come to us at the center, they must see and experience that everything was just a sham and an act, namely that the promised love, cognition, and the living in accordance with the laws and commandments, etc. are neither complied with nor exercised by various group members, but that it was just an act for the film. Quetzal, 22. That is a very logical argument, but a solution should be found, nevertheless. 23. Such a film offers a unique opportunity, which should absolutely be seized and which won't appear a second time so quickly. 24. On the other hand, time presses very much because the events slowly start to increase. 25. You should consider this matter again, but I won't make any rules for you because I understand the reasons and your sincerity. 26. But mainly, your new-handed decision rests in the impossible conduct and behavior of Elsie and in her failure. 27. Wouldn't it be possible for you to exclude her from the film? 28. It has proven itself over time that you can talk more rationally with the other group members, after which a renewed expostulation of the facts and of the necessary change for the positive could now, at last, bring about the long-awaited and already long-overdue success. 29. You definitely have to explain to the fallible ones again all the necessary practices, linguistic expressions, necessities of learning, living together, etc. 30. Except Elsie, all group members have truly made very great progress, according to which a further exposition and explanation of all facts should now actually produce the change. Billy, you think that Elsie could be excluded from the film so easily? Quetzal, 31. It lies in your and the group's discretion, and it would be the only solution. 32. Besides, it may be an engaging lesson for her, in terms of her misconduct and failure to observe the mission. 33. At the same time, it should also be made clear to her that other missions to be executed can no longer be given to her in the future and must be transferred, in any case, to the other group members. 34. Her failure is inexcusable because she had very exact knowledge of what was dependent on her mission, but she has, nevertheless, ignored this. Billy, I'll think about it. Only after that will I submit this proposal to the group. If I decide on this, it is still questionable whether Elsie will change her attitude and break her querulous head. I know only too well how opinionated, bossy, selfish, stubborn, and shifting of her own fault she is and how she never wants to admit her own mistakes. As she did with Ta, who once reproached her, she will also say about you some other time that you are unfair and see everything in the wrong way, just because she always shifts all the blame onto others and believes that she can cover up her own mistakes by this. Then, besides this, she can become rather abusive. Quetzal, 35. That is well known to me. 36. Consider everything thoroughly, And if you should come to a positive result, then I would be happy to organize everything again, in terms of the tasks in the center, etc. 37. However, this would require that every single group member observes his duties. 38. It would also be the last such effort on my part. Billy, I'll report this to the group members. Then, after that, I'll give you notice. Quetzal, 39. Good, I expect your reply as soon as possible. 40. Now, I would like to inform you that we have decided to tell you new predictions in the near future, as was promised. 41. In addition, you will have to put aside some time in the next few months, in order to learn some new things that are necessary for you in our mission. 42. You will also meet more with Miriam, whom you should educate in certain things. 43. In addition, Anatole will also be at the party on occasion. 44. But now, enough for today. 35. Until we meet again, and dear greetings to the group members, also from Semyas, who is still staying on Era. Billy, many thanks. Then bye, and until we meet again.